currently the camel density across all of Australia is probably sitting at around 0.1 camels per square kilometre. At that sort of density, the impacts of camels are tolerable. It's when the densities get way above that that we have issues. And if we go back 5 years, there were some parts of Australia and some parts of the Northern Territory in particular where the camel densities were more than 10 times that. And so under those circumstances, the impacts of camels are quite severe, and something had to be done about it.
If 300,000 is roughly okay, but there is an estimate that they're increasing by 10%, how much do you think it's going to cost each year to keep those numbers at an acceptable level?
It's difficult to put a cost on it, but if we're talking ballpark figures here, 300,000 camels, the population on average is going to increase, if we do nothing, by about 30,000 per year in the first year. So that gives you an idea how many camels have to be taken out annually to keep the population at its current level. That's a challenge. In the Northern Territory, we're probably better off than the national average because more than half the camels that were taken out over the last 5 years were taken from the Northern Territory. And our management targets are probably somewhat lower than they might be in Western Australia, for example, going forward.
So NINTI1 reckons that it might cost around $4 million annually to keep the problem under control. You reckon that's sort of roughly a fair estimate?
Well, that estimate is based on what it costs to run the program over the last 5 years. That involved a lot of helicopter use, working in very remote areas. I think going forward, a lot of the on-ground management will be done by individual landholders. 5 years ago, it didn't matter what landholders did because they were back to square one, you know, within a number of months because there were so many camels out there and camels are very mobile. I think that management's now back within individual landholders' reach, and I think we may only see major intervention in terms of major culls if there's some sort of crisis ensues, which could be something like a foot and mouth disease outbreak if that were to occur. If there is a prolonged drought and camels are, let's say, mobbing up on natural water sources and causing a lot of damage, those sorts of scenarios.
How important is it that government works together with landholders to get the right result?
It's very important. Camels are a species that, as I said, they're very mobile and they're not easily constrained by conventional fences. So while managing camels is the responsibility of individual landholders, there is a role for government oversight. And, you know, there has to be some sort of, if not national, certainly regional coordination of the management approach.
Can you tell us a little bit, Glenn, about some of the things, generally speaking, that landholders can do on their properties to keep feral camel numbers under control?
Well, I think the key message is that if people have camels on their property, then they should be managing them. And if everybody does their part, the task, will be relatively easy. What people do with the camels is up to them. I know that some properties shoot camels from the ground, and they're very good and efficient at doing that. Some people will choose to muster camels and sell them. It doesn't matter how the camel removal occurs, as long as it happens.